Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Janabalava Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Vishnupada Paramahansa Pribrajakacharya Stathara Satashri Srimad His Divine Grishla A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Segaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Srivas Arigaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Go Gopagopina Shyamakuda Radha Kundigiri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Shri Mayapur Dhamma Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jainatai Gaura Premanandi All glories to the Assembled Devotees All glories to the Assembled Devotees All glories to the Assembled Devotees All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga All glories to Shri Prabhupada Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Tasma adad dharish chakram pratyanika bhayavaham ekanta bhakti bhavena prito bhakta virakshanam Tasma adadharish chakram pratyanika bhayavaham ekanta bhakti bhavena prito bhakta bhirakshanam tasma adadharish chakram Pratyanika bhayavaham ekanta bhakti bhavena prito bhakta pirakshanam
no
Tasmai, unto him, Ambarish Maharaj, Adat, gave, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chakram, his disc, Pratyanika, Bhaya Avaham, the Lord's disc, which was extremely fearful to the enemies of the Lord and his devotees. Ekanta bhakti bhavena, because of his performing unalloyed devotional service. Prita. The Lord being so pleased. Bhakta Abhirakshanam. For the protection of his devotees. Translation. Being very pleased by the unalloyed devotion of Maharaj Ambarish, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave the king his disc, which is fearful to enemies and which always protects the devotee from enemies and adversaries. Purport. A devotee, being always engaged in the service of the Lord, may not be expert in self-defense. But because the devotee fully depends on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is always sure of protection by the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj said, Naivo dvive para duratyaya vaitaranyas tvad virya gayana maha mrita magna chita. Bhagavatam 7.9.43. A devotee is always merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss of rendering service to the Lord. Therefore, he is not afraid of any adverse situation in the material world. The Lord also promises, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O Arjuna, you may declare to the world that the devotees of the Lord are never vanquished. Bhagavad Gita 9.31. For the protection of the devotees, Krishna's disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, is always ready. This disc is extremely fearful to the non-devotees. Pratyanika bhayavaham. Therefore, although Maharaj Ambarish was fully engaged in devotional service, his kingdom was free of all fear of adversity. So these aspects of seeming contradiction, then they all are resolved in connection with the Lord. Means we're surrendered, we're protected. We don't make that endeavor for necessarily material happiness, but whatever facility required is coming. These in our minds will be contradictory. Because right, the idea is, I make the endeavor, I get the result, because I did it. Right? Because I did it, I got the result, it's mine, I can enjoy it. So that's the mentality that we work with. And as we can see, it's not working out for anybody. Right? There isn't anybody. Who is that somebody? You can say, oh, but this one's successful now. We only hear about what people say, what they want to be heard about. We don't know their day-to-day life, right? You don't think that these billionaires don't have family problems, right? Their kids don't think that they're just, you know, ruining their lives. Their wife doesn't think that they're incompetent, right? It's all going on. Then the trillionaires, it's the same thing. So it's not that somebody's successful and everything's going perfect. There isn't such a thing. It doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? Because what we think of as perfection is an illusion. That's not what perfection is. We've defined perfection as everything goes completely perfectly without any obstacles, just how I want it. You know, how I want it, when I want it, you know, how much, everything. It's just my whim makes it happen, right? Because I'm... You know, how you say, asatya sankalpa, you know. Whatever I say should happen, but somehow or another is not, and somebody's to blame. Right? So that's the difficulty, is it's not that there's a standard and we're not getting it. We're thinking, oh, but, you know, facilities in the world, and it's dangerous, and then so much anxiety and all that. It shouldn't be like that, but who said it shouldn't be like that? We say it shouldn't be like that, but you also have to remember is we want to be the supreme controller and enjoyer. We're 1/10,000th the tip of the hair. How does that work out? And you can put that 1/10,000th the tip of the hair is going to control and enjoy the universe with as much logic as whatever you see around is happening by chance, and that all of this matter was crammed into a minuscule, you know, microscopic, can't even be seen spot, and then exploded and then expanded out into all this. You can put it in the same category. It's just desire, just whim. It's just how we think. And then you can say, no, but everybody thinks like that. So it must be true. So if mass is the thing, then, you know, things like our tabloids, like the sun, you know, in Not the one that's round and produces light and heat in England. That's not available. The one that comes on the pieces of paper and all that, that one. I'm talking about that one. Right? So that one, then that would be like, you know, absolute truth. You know, because people, they want us, oh, they want to believe that. They want to talk about that. So we can say mass makes you know, how you say, mass makes it work. But actually it doesn't, because what's controlling the mass? Right? We'll say, no, but we're all independent. Are we? What about the three modes of nature? So these three modes of nature make us think in the ways that we do. It's a particular time, everyone thinks in one way, and it goes that way, and then suddenly the winds of change are there, the modes adjust, and then people think in a different way. So what today they all say is good, tomorrow they'll all say is bad. Right? So the whole idea that we have, that I'm going to be happy in this world, it's eternal, I'll be happy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says these are illusions called Vaikuntha Brahma and Ananda Brahma. When the living entity comes into the material world, they come with these two illusions. They think the material world is eternal, and they think it's a place of happiness. That's why the Bhagavatam very rarely says that we are, yes. The Bhagavatam very clearly says, dukkalayam ashashvatam. Dukkalayam, right? It means you have vastralai, means the place where you can get cloth, right? Vastra, so ala, means you can get it there. So dukkalaya means the place where you can get how much misery you want, right? You know, vastralai, how much cloth you need, they have it. Huge shop, more than what you need. So dukkalaya means how much misery you want, even more. Don't worry, don't be in anxiety that you can't get misery. And ashashvatam, it's temporary. So however long you think something should last, it'll last less. You know, so these are guaranteed. These are the illusions that the living entity thinks. So based on these illusions, now we think that taking up Krishna consciousness, taking up a religious process should give a particular result, right? I'm miserable. Why? Because I'm not the controller and enjoyer. So if I take up religion, religion's supposed to solve all problems. So what should it do? It should, clear the path for me being the controller and enjoyer. And then when it's not, what's wrong with this? Right? So it's a very important thing to note, because if that's appreciated, then these sentiments of these great devotees like Ambarish Maharaj, especially we see Ambarish Maharaj because of his perfection, all the nine processes devotional service, right? Devotees, if you're perfect in one, that's perfect. But he gives the example in all of them. And so then he's a very, you know, specially, you know, special position. That's why we see him in the ninth canto here. Because he's doing all these things. He has everything, but he's not caring for it. Why not? Because it's temporary and full of misery. Right? So then why is he dealing with it? Because you have to express your devotion to Krishna. And so then what's the use of it? Taking and engaging in Krishna's service. But why would he use the material? It's kind of like, do you see a lot of spiritual stuff around here? Means if you're seeing Chintamani trees and all that, then disregard this comment. But if you're not, then the whole point is what's here? Right? Let us say we have a person who's doesn't have a lot of knowledge in an area. Okay? So he wants to get something done, but he can't see tools, he can't see what to do, or anything like that. Okay? Now let's take someone who knows more, someone who's an expert. Now, this expert knows what to do and all that, as long as they have that perfect environment. Right? They have all the tools, they have their place. So you generally see experts, they're very, you know, confident of their arrangements. When you go in, everything's perfect, everything's like that. It's all about the external, about this secondary thing. And they have it and they can do it well. But if you put them in a situation where those facilities aren't there, they'll just go, you can't work, you can't do anything in this environment, this is stupid. So it's limited. Now, let's say you take someone who's a master in the area. He knows how to use all the things in the perfect situation. He'll create that for what he's doing. But you put him out in the desert someplace, you know, with a toothbrush, and he can fix the car. That's how it works. So the practical person, then, of course, there's an ideal, but they use whatever is available. And so the perfection of engaging and expressing your devotion to Krishna and engaging your senses in that in Krishna service is the spiritual world and spiritual facilities. But if you don't have that, these masters of bhakti, then in the material world they can do the same thing with whatever is here. Right? So with that, then they engage it in Krishna service. So it's not about the things, it's not about the quality of the things, it's about the service. So if you're saying, no, but that means that we don't care, we use it, like, no, you use what's the best for the service. That's the consideration. It's not because it's the best and I only use the best. No, it's that it's the best for the service. And if it's not for best for the service, we'd use something else. Does that make sense? That's the whole point. You want to pop from here around the corner to the store and pick up a lot of groceries. You don't take the Lamborghini. Right? Why not? Right? Because there's no space. There's no luggage space. There's nothing there. It's got an engine, four wheels, and about a place you can squeeze into so you can drive it. Right? So if you want to keep all your groceries on the dashboard, hey, go for it. So what do you take? You take the station wagon, something that's got big, lots of space and all that. But you can say, no, but this is more prestigious. This is better. Better for what? Right? Not for going and getting groceries. So therefore, what's the best for groceries? You do that. You understand? That's how it works. Now, if you are, part of the, WEC, and you're doing, driving in Le Mans or something, then you might want your Lamborghini, not your station wagon. But it's a matter of what is best for the situation. That's why you use it. Right? So that's the perspective of these devotees, is that we'll take it, if you're not focusing on the external or on the secondary, then you don't have it. Right? But it's not about that. It's about what's good for expressing the devotion to Krishna. That's what you're trying to do. So these great devotees, they use that. He's a king. He has a kingdom. He has all facilities. He engages that in Krishna's service. We see the same with Yudhishthira Maharaj. He has a kingdom, he engages in Krishna service. He's supposed to do the Rajasuya. His inspiration is that in that sacrifice, having respected everybody and given everyone good facility and all that, then somebody among that crowd they have to take and worship as the senior most of everyone there. So then he's thinking, we can do that with Krishna. Because who's going to be there? All the kings of the world, all the demigods, everybody. So now we can establish Krishna as the supreme person. That's why he wants to do the sacrifice. But he's doing it because why pick the sacrifice? He could do something else. He could do an artik or something. But because his father wanted him to do that, so as a family duty in that, as a king, and you do these things. We see always great kings are doing, Ambarish Maharaj is doing also. So, therefore, everything is about the Lord. That's the motive, not how expert you do, how much prestige, how much benefit you'll get from it. These come on the side anyway. Right?
You go to a restaurant, you order a meal. Do you have to order a plate also? What about the cup? Right? No. And a table? No. It all comes with the things. You get the meal, you get everything else, right? It's not, you know. So you have bhakti, it includes everything else. But because we're so used to the external, we think if I don't go for this external, I don't have it. So therefore, okay, bhakti, with bhakti you have everything, I only do bhakti. Okay, that's great. What about the practical point of the external? This will always be the argument. That's because we think bhakti is something else, some esoteric thing, and the external is, this is real, this is substance, you know, I can bite it, you know. You ever tried to bite bhakti? No, it doesn't. Yeah, so that's the whole thing. It's real, it's there. But actually it's not. Bhakti is what's real. Because it's all Krishna. So anything you're dealing with is Krishna. And Krishna does everything, it's all consistent. So therefore, if you have the one, you have the other. Bhakti is for serving Krishna. What you're serving with is Krishna. All the external energy, it's all Krishna. Therefore, then, that's the whole position. So that's why they see it like this, because everything's Krishna. Everything's connected to Krishna. Everything's used for Krishna. Because there isn't anything but Krishna. Right? Is it something else? Does that make sense? You know, it's like Macy's created all this, or you know, who made all this stuff? Right? Krishna. So because it's Krishna, therefore then we use it in Krishna's service. But does Krishna care about all this stuff? Things, actions, results, knowledge? Right? No, because it's already him. That's the whole point. It's already him. So then what's attracted to him? The bhakti. You have bhakti, you use these things for Krishna, then he is pleased. That's the whole point. So that's why it says if you have bhakti, you'll have everything else, because everything else already is Krishna. But when you see it in bhakti, then you're going to deal with what you're dealing with in relationship to Krishna. So you're going to get the best of what's available in Krishna's energy for Krishna. You're going to use the best knowledge, the best skill, try to get the best results. So why won't you already get the best already when you're doing devotional service? This idea is, oh, bhakti is nice, esoteric, and now here's the real practical, you know, life. That's an illusion. You know, and that's being kind. Prabhupada calls it, the acharyas call it atheistic. So just saying it's an illusion, you know, we're taking the soft side. Does that make sense? Because if you don't see it connected to Krishna, and it is, that means you're not accepting God. So what are we doing? We're removing this non-Krishna conscious elements from our consciousness and try to make us always conscious of Krishna. That's what we're trying to do. Trying to bring everything so that it's in line with Krishna. So then, here, then Ambarish Maharaj, because he's totally surrendered unto Krishna, he's just going to use whatever situation is there in Krishna's service. So it doesn't matter if what it is, because the modes of nature are making all the things transform anyway. So at this particular point in time, whatever state the modes of nature are in, that facility he will use for Krishna. You understand? So if it's about serving Krishna, it's not about the accomplishment of something. It's about serving Krishna. But that serving Krishna is done through applying knowledge, activities, your attitude, getting results. That's the medium. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like if it's somebody, it's a special occasion, you want to express your appreciation for someone, there's a gift. But is it about the gift? No, it's about the expression of that affection. Does that make sense? So a medium is used. Like someone has a house, what's it for? Shelter. That's the whole point. And so many people have all these different houses, different ways they're made, different designs, different sizes, everything like that. Different materials, but they all are the medium for that experience of shelter. You understand? So everything is being expressed through a medium anyway. We're just not aware of it. We don't think about it. So the point is bhakti is the same. It's all about expressing devotion through a medium. Therefore, you have service. Because if you have, but don't do anything, it's there, it's appreciated, that's a good start. You have appreciation, but you don't specifically do anything. That's called shantarasa. Then when there's that sense of possession, moving, going deeper in this, then you have dasya, then the sakya vatsalya mantra, like this. So that you appreciate, then that's a position, but nothing's done. So the deeper it is, then the more then one wants to see that things are done. To express, to always show, and it's not just one time, it's constant. So that constant engagement in the senses. So Ambarish Maharaj, because he's doing that in unalloyed devotion, so he's ekayana bhakta, it says here. Ekanta bhakti bhavena. Ekanta means exclusively focused on Krishna. So because of that, Krishna being very pleased, then the chakra is always protecting him and his kingdom. Right? Why the kingdom? You know, because he's the one doing the service. Everyone in the kingdom may or may not be. But it's his service. He's taking care. So therefore, then they're related to him. So Krishna takes care of the devotee and anything related to them. So therefore, his whole kingdom is even protected. So if you have this unalloyed devotee, it takes care of everything. And why? Because you only care about Krishna. This is now where we started in the beginning about the contradiction. Okay, so I'm just doing the service, but what about, you know, taking care of all that? No, but you're doing the service. How can you do service? It's just like, how does the pure devotee walk across the street, right? Do they check if there's any cars or vehicles first? Or do they just walk out because they're so absorbed in Krishna and Krishna's taking care of everything? Right? The point is Krishna's modes of nature, they have a function, they have a way that they work. And somehow or another, your body and a Mack truck, somehow or another, don't get along really well unless you're sitting in the driver's seat. But, you know, you in the front bumper and add into that, you know, how you say, you know, 50 miles an hour, it just does not go well together. So that's Krishna's laws. That's how it works. Right? So because of that, then the pure devotee looks. Because he has this body. It may not be a fabulous body, but because it can be used in Krishna's service. Therefore, you see that you're doing it, taking care of it. So then your service to see is it doesn't get run over by the truck. Then you can do more service. Does that make sense? So one performs one's duties. That's the austerity. You make the endeavor. It's difficult. We think, no, but it all should be just so easy. But since when? Is that it? That means, let's say we have a party. And you're the center of that party, like it's your birthday or something. And so what you expect is everyone to just do the simplest, easiest, whatever is available. Right? So someone brings you a present. What do they bring you? A potato. Why? Because the easiest thing is between their house and your house, there was a little, you know, that little corner 7-Eleven and all that. And the only thing that looked nice that they had in there was a potato. Like that, because the other stuff you didn't quite have the money for, and it was the easiest thing because it was right there next to the door. They were on sale. And so they brought you a potato. And they didn't bother to wrap it. I mean, it came in a paper bag, so then, you know, like that, but, you know. So it's the easiest. Is that what we expect? Or it becomes better with the more and more endeavor that's made. And so that endeavor means it's a problem. See, this person has to, instead of walking in a straight line between their house and your house, they actually probably have to get in a car or a bus or something and go to the other side of town to get something that would be appropriate. right? Then you have to worry about traffic, you have to worry about the more money, you have to worry about, you know, so many different things, the timing, scheduling, when you're going to get there, get back, all these different things. You know, do you do it so many days before? The other one, just on the way going to the party, he picked up the potato. You understand? So the more the endeavor, then the nicer. But in the endeavor, if you forget why you're doing it, then also it's lost. So over-endeavor, under-endeavor. So it's just the right amount of endeavor. You understand? So therefore, austerity is a very important aspect. Austerity means the going through the trouble to perform your duty nicely. That's the expression of the devotion to Krishna. So Ambarish Maharaj goes through all that, doing these big yajnas and all that. It's a big problem, right? He's humble, he's the king, he's the emperor, but he's listening to the Brahmins how to do these things. So he's doing all these nice things, and because of that, Krishna is pleased. So he feels no difficulty, right? If something's done out of affection, where's the difficulty? And when there's no affection, even the simplest thing is difficult. Right? Does that make sense? So, this is then where, this is a key point that we have to be able to appreciate, is that when we say all the problems go away in Krishna consciousness, that means you don't see them as problems. It doesn't mean that there's no obstacles in the performance of your duty. It's just that you don't see them as obstacles. You just see them as the situation you're in to serve Krishna. Does this make sense? That's why, you know, so therefore if we take it, no, religion means it's pious. Pious means you get good results. Therefore, where's my good results? Then is it a kayana? Is it about Krishna? Is it pure devotion? And if it's pure devotion, then whatever the situation, that's what you use for Krishna. Right? That's the whole point. So then Krishna takes care. And he'll take care as he likes, just like the parent takes care of the child. But how is the child taken care of? As the parent wants. As the parent sees is appropriate. Right? So therefore, the parent always says, you're going downstairs, you grab the child, see that they don't fall over, and all that, right? You take care. Now, if the child thinks, no, I can do all this myself, and they got all kinds of attitude, and they run off to run down the stairs themselves, then, okay, that's what they do. And then if something goes wrong, hey, it happens. And the parent will take care after. You understand? So, this combination of our surrender to Krishna and trying to do everything to please Krishna, and Krishna being pleased with that and taking care, that combination is in how it works. It's personal. Otherwise, then it's business. I did this, therefore, where's my facility? That's business. I'm serving Krishna, showing my affection, and Krishna reciprocates that affection. That's bhakti. That's how it works. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah. So in this way then we see is that because of that surrender of Maharaj Ambarish, then we see is that everything's going perfect, and that perfect means he's always Krishna conscious. That's perfect. Okay? Any questions or comments? No? Yeah? All right. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivrinda ki, Jainata Gaur Premanandi.